I want to read now God's word, and it's in Psalm 115. Psalm 115. This is a psalm. There's a lot of challenge in it, and I've divided it up here, thinking about the people of God and then the pagans against God. There's provision here and protection of God in it, and there's praise that we can give to God. This psalm was believed that they would actually sing along with others from 115 to 118. They would be able to sing that after the Passover meal. And just if you could put yourself into that position, and there they would be able to sing this psalm. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusts in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Well, today I'm thinking here about the people for God. I wonder, could you say that's me? I'm for God. And as I was thinking of this, I was thinking of trials. Thinking of trials in verse 1 here. And I'm sure you have trials. All of us have trials today. And some are, you're at the very limit. And you wonder just, is there any way out of this? And of course, God's able to help you today. Whatever your situation is, Israel, how they had returned from Babylon. And think about the land being desolate for 70 years. The temple and the homes and everything. It was gloom, nearly in doom. And were they going to give up? There was trials. There was opposition. And there'll always be opposition. When you're wanting to do something for God, you can guarantee, if you want to live for God, there will be opposition. There'll be trials. If you want to glorify God today, think about being the people for God. Can we say that today? That's what we are. See, Jesus said something. He said in John 15 and 20, he said, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And they did. They persecuted the Lord Jesus. We want people to take note of us, that we have been to Jesus. We want that. And how that, even with the pressure on Israel, how that they were given strength. God was able to vindicate them. So we see trials. And then in verse 2, not only do we see trials there, how that they were just bringing that to God, and they were saying, wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? See, that's what they'll say to you at school, young person. Sadly, we live and we have an education system that is really bringing forth evolution. There's actually no proof at all for it. But yet it's been taught as fact that there's no God, that things have gradually came into being over millions and billions of years. And that is not the truth. And we know, I was very pleased to hear recently, just not that far away in Kilkeel, some professor said, I heard him on the radio, I don't know whether the man was a Christian or not, but he reckoned that there's evidence of a worldwide flood. Imagine, near Kilkeel. Because seemingly the shores there, there's sediments, and whatever way they're able to scientifically look at them, they know that the whole world, imagine knowing that from Kilkeel, that the whole world has been flooded. I know, I thought that was wonderful, even to hear somebody coming out with something like that. But we don't have to depend on man. We can depend on God. He said in the beginning, he made everything. And there'll always be those who will taunt us and annoy us. And from the Christian point of view, there'll be those who'll say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. That's found in 2 Peter 3 and 4. See, we're aware recently there with, you know, that young boy was being taunted and teased at school. And I'm sure her heart went out to that family, as they would have found that boy and how he was being bullied, being taunted and teased. And you see, if you're ever taunted and teased, the right thing is, the bully says, if you tell your mum or dad, well, you'll get twice as much the next time. Well, you make sure you do tell them. Your mum and dad should be your best friend. I know the Lord Jesus is the best friend. But your mum and dad down here should be your best friend. You should be able to tell them anything. Anything. And they'll pray for you for a start. And some of these things could finish and that'll be the end of them. But, you know, I was just sad to hear that. You know, taunting. People can be taunted, and Israel was taunted. You could be taunted. Somebody could be annoying you within your family and trying to put all these things. You know, where is now your God when he has allowed this to happen to you? And it can be very unsettling. And that's what the devil wanted to do with Israel. And then, not only do we see trials and taunts, in verse 3 we see testimony. And this is how they responded. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. That's our God. I trust he's your God today. That you love him. And he'll do as he pleases. He'll do as he pleases. And what he will do, it'll be for our benefit. I'm sure as young people here too today, there's things you don't like your mum and dad maybe doing. Maybe things that they say to you, but generally speaking, it's for your benefit. And the Lord, he's always doing things for our benefits. He is sovereign today, and he'll do whatsoever he pleases. But you see, not only think about the people of God, but think here about pagans against God. And there are plenty of pagans, sadly. I was over there in near the Shankill, a wee mission hall, and I was told 7%, there's several thousand people living in the area, There's only about 7% of people go to church on any regular basis. 7%. Isn't that sad? And that probably is a picture of many across in our land. Many do not bother even to go to hear the word of God. And what are they doing? They're worshipping something. They are worshipping something. They're worshipping their house probably today. Many are decorating their house today. Maybe while we're here. Many are out in the gardens, getting the gardens lovely and beautiful. And yet the garden of their lives is full of weeds and they need to get them eradicated. And it's only the Lord Jesus is the answer to their need. So we see there are pagans, believe it or not. There are people who are worshipping idols today. The idol of their home. The idol of their car. And how you know it is, now none of us would like a scratch on our car. Maybe there's somebody here and you love your car. I don't want to be hard on you today. But you know, when you get a new car and the first wee scratch, you know, it can fairly upset you. But really, is it the end of the world? You know, would it upset us as much if somebody was to be taking the Lord's name in vain? You know, we have to challenge ourselves today. We have to. I remember looking out through the window when our boy was very, very young, the eldest boy. And what was he doing? He was watching me raking the ground and he was raking the bonnet of the car. You know what I mean? What do? You know, you have to see, well, it's only a child. You know, you mightn't be pleased. But, you know, it's not, thankfully, my car isn't my God. My home isn't my God. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Think about that. Silver and gold idols. Statues. And then we see in verse 5, not only statues, but we see here what they're like. In verse 5, we see about speech and sight. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. So we can see speech and sight there. They don't have either. Then in verse 6, they don't have sound or smell. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. Then we see in verse 7 about strength. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throats. And that's the idols that many people worship, even in Ulster. Where does God come in? You see, in verse 8 I have here similarity. Similarity. People become like the God they worship. They that make them. Imagine people. People, human beings, have made cars. They're able to make houses. Whatever we spend a lot of time doing, whether it's pleasure pursuits or whatever it is, if we don't give God the priority, so we need it. Sometimes I put things in my diary and I forget. Maybe you do the same. But I do believe we need to be thinking, that there, come Wednesday night, I am not going to wash my car for a start. Wednesday night is the prayer meeting and the Bible study. That's priority. And I'm going to make room. I'm going to try to get off work if I can. I'm trying not to work extra hours on that particular night. I'm not going to worship my work. No, I'm going to give God his rightful place. Because the pagans out there, they become like their God. The small g. That can't even speak or a thing for them. The gold, how? That is lifeless. It's dead. Sadly. Why should we worship a God of our own imagination? But we have a God today who watches over us. Remember, we're thinking even with the eyes on the shoe. He watches over us. And he's able to talk to us. through his word, he's able to communicate to us, and his promises, we can depend on them. And not only that, how that we're aware all around us of God's strength. God is able to do great things, even his mighty power, even the sound of the thunder and even the sight of the lightning should make people think there's great power. And God has great power. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And I trust today we are like the true God. We're getting more and more like him because we're feeding on his word. We're having fellowship with God's people. We're growing in grace and in his knowledge. We want to be more like our Savior. And so remember that. There's a lot of challenges there. We want to be able to worship and witness. We want to give and share. We want to be indeed true disciples of the Master. Think about it. The pagans out there, they're against God. They're saying there's no God but the God of our own making. And they think they're in control of their lives and they're just living for the things down here. But you know, you must watch the time. People of God, pagans against God, and here from verse 9 to 15, provision and protection of God. Isn't it great to have that? Just to know God's provision and protection here. In verse 9, you'll see there about Israel. Trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And that's repeated again to the house of Aaron. Trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And then you see it again repeated. Ye that fear the Lord. Could that be you today? Have you that reverential fear and respect for the things of God? Well, he is your help and your shield, your protection. He's able to look after you. That's our God. So you think about that. Is that what we trust today? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He is your help and your shield. He's always mindful of us in verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Think about God giving a blessing to us. That's what we all need. We want a refreshment coming from heaven that would just flood our souls and we'll not be barren anymore. We'll just desire to live the rest of our days for the glory of God. To have the Lord's increase. In verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more. Is that what we want today? Do we want to get more spiritual? Not for other people to say, isn't he good? No. To please the Master. To please the Lord, because soon we'll meet him. We'll be with him. And we'll have no regrets. And he said, the Lord shall increase you more and more, and your children. We want the blessing of God. We've lost two or three generations. You can see it. You can see it. We've lost it. My second boy went off to university, and they were taken round different churches in England. And there was five churches they were taken to, and there was three he ruled out the first time he went there. And you know, there was only about 10 or 12 people at a university was heading off to find out churches. You know, we're living in a pagan land. I believe Scotland is now acknowledged to be pagan. That's very sad. And so we need to be careful that we are influencing another generation. And sadly, you know, as a parent, I have to speak myself here, I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes with the children. But you don't get another go at it. Your parents only get one go. And we have to do with the Lord's help, that he'll guide us and the children will see us going to church. That's one thing I must say. We always tried to bring them along, even to make a bit of noise. The Brat Church, I think that's important. Even in the evening time as well, They can sit for hours at school. I would encourage you to bring them along, and that's what they will know every morning, every Lord's Day evening. That's where they should be. And see, when they grow up, they'll not be heading away on Sunday night, Sunday evening to visit while church is on. You know where they'll be? They'll be in church. And I would encourage every young parent. I know it's tough. It is tough. And you have to, sometimes when they're very young, you have to take it in turns, and the husband will go out and then the wife will go out, time about. But it's good to do that. But God is helpful. He's able to provide for us. He's able to protect us, and especially our children. What a heritage we have. They're more valuable to me than the house, than the car, than the money in the bank. They're more precious, the children. And so may the Lord move in all our families. And I trust today, even I just want to close here finally from verse 16 to 18. It says, the heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. He owns everything. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. It doesn't say there, the earth, and then there's another planet where people live as well. No. God has people living on the earth. That's our dwelling place. He made it specially for us. And you know, what is man's chief end? The Shorter Catechism says this, to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be able to glorify God, and we're going to enjoy him forever. And we will enjoy him. He's going to satisfy every need. And so we want to praise him in verse 18. But we will bless the Lord. Think of that. We want God to bless us. But here we are now talking that we will bless the Lord. From this time forth, could that be a challenge here in Lisburn Baptist Church? From this time now, I know we went over the time here, but from this time forth, forevermore, praise the Lord. Amen. Could I challenge you? Could I challenge myself? From now till the Lord calls me home, I want to glorify his name. I want to enjoy him. I want to influence others for the kingdom. So think about the people of God. That's us, people of God. Yes, pagans against God. Plenty of them out there, and they're watching us. They know if you go to the prayer meeting, your neighbours. Your neighbours know what you're interested in, what you live for, what you talk about. They know. And the pagans out there need to hear it. They need to hear it. But you see, our God provides for us. Provision and protection of God. He has it. Gives it to us all. Praise to God. That's what we want to do today.